Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home, I'd be a home run. Show me how you do. I want to shut down the clock. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home, I'd be a home run.
And welcome, everyone. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. The music was a little wild to start out. We had three intros there, but we got to it. Ben Sound's Energy was the last song. Sexy Ben Sound was also in there, and Wild One by Natela. We want to make sure that you guys that are enjoying the show, let us know. Those of you know that you can get a hold of me at the website, www.jethrosmith.net. Let us know what you think of it. Psyche's Gone Wild back for you guys. And a lot of phone calls coming in. Remember the cue. We'll say hello. You go ahead and say hello. Start talking to us. Let us know your question a little bit. We have to do it quickly, and I say we. I'm going to bring a phenomenal guest on here in just a few minutes for all of you guys to talk, get to know, and just have a fun, wild time with. I've got you writing in, and we're going to get to those emails. Remember, at Facebook, we go to Psyche Jethro 10. I'm over there. We're answering calls. We're going to be giving away a book today by me, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. I will sign it for you. You just go out. You've got to play the game. Is you've got to call in 773-897-6461. Today, the trivia question will be, where does Psychic Jethro originally come from? What state was I born and raised in? So you got to be able to answer it. It's in the United States. I'll give you a little bit of a clue, and it has a buffalo on the flag of it. So what I want you guys to talk to is, we got people calling in. We got the wildness going, and I say we. I'm going to bring you one of the most phenomenal people here from Virginia. I've been very honored to have a friend of mine who was her friend introduced me to one of the most beautiful individuals up here. This is Paula Hall. Paula, as a child, was raised in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia. She came to appreciate the beauty that surrounded her and the world that she was in. She watched her grandmother for years in the kitchen and with at the table with her Bible, and she wondered why she was always peaceful and kind, and what she learned later in life was the wealth beyond money. She can remember times of trouble or worry. Opening her Bible, she would close her eyes and place her finger on the verse. Her mother, her grandmother, we're going to talk about light work. I hope you guys are ready. Paula, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Jethro. How are you guys doing?
Great. We've got people already questioning. They saw your picture on there. We've got individuals saying they can see the light spirituality around you. You obviously have got a blessing here. We've got individuals writing in. Do you believe in angels, Paula? Do you feel there's angels around individuals?
Oh, most definitely. They're with us every day.
I love that. And we have a friend here writing down, is Paula Christian, Catholic, or what? I just see blue light around her.
Non-denominational. I believe that there's a universal love in every religion. So just universal love. So it's not one denomination that I firmly believe in.
Very good, and I love it. And we all are writing in here. We've got so many friends and individuals going, Paula, talk to us a little bit about this ability. We have an individual here, Kaitala, is writing us here in Afghanistan, and she's asking, can I find a way to get closer with my spirituality? I feel emotions, and I feel that listening to your show that Paula, I looked at today earlier on Facebook, was able to connect with her guides. Paula, how do I get to connect with my guides?
The guides are here for us, and they're signed around every one of us every day. And my, I guess, encouragement would be to spend time alone in meditation and asking for that guidance. And once you realize that you're actually taking their knowledge that they're giving you, they're going to give you more and more. And it just starts to develop. Everybody has the same abilities. We were born with those abilities to be able to share with others. And it does take time just to work with your guides. And then once they, again, then when they realize that you know what they're talking about, it's going to become so overwhelming with information and good love and peace for everybody.
Oh, my God, I love it. We've got a lot of vibes here writing in here from Decantria. She's asking us here, can I ask Paula a question? Does she use cards, and which ones are her favorite?
I do use cards from time to time. My tools that I use to start out with is the animal spirit card. I think that the animals bring us even more spiritual guidance than we give them credit for. I typically start with them and maybe do a spread with a tarot. And after I get the conversation going, spirit just brings me the information that I need to share with others. So at that point, once I get a little bit of information going or the process started with the conversation, it just pours into me, and then I'm able to share with others. So that's how I do it.
Excellent. I love it. There's a turn in. You're going to get a chance here. Call 773-897-6461. We'll be giving a little mini reading, giving you a taste and an appetizer. Do remember to get a hold of us, though, and I will be giving you that site again, and Paula will tell you how to contact her. You want to get with us to get an in-depth reading. I know a lot of you individuals have loved the show, and for the grace of over 5 years that we've been doing this show, me and other phenomenal hostesses and hosts, you'll notice that we give you a little bit here, but you want to get with us for the full in-depth. In fairness to you, we do give you the best we've got, but what we want to do is we want to get with you personal. A reading should be something that you really enjoy. I have a question here I want to read over the email to you guys. I'm having a wonderful day. You can tell this is real and it's live. And what I'm going to read out to you, I want to make sure that you're listening in here. He wants to go by Ken. Obviously, this is not my name. My sister went to your Friday night circle in Alexandria, Virginia, and you told her that I need to find me time. I did let her know that was hilarious. I am a workaholic, and obviously, you were correct because I do feel a little lost. Jethro, I don't understand when you say me time and my female side. This is excellent. Ken as you want to go by. Ken, you need to sit down and stop the showers. Take some time from that work. I want you to take a bath. I want you to get to know yourself. I want to take a little energy. You're going to laugh. Maybe you should have a facial. Take some time just to sit down. You can do all these things at home. Let the phone go. Set yourself in energy. What the guides were telling me and what I was feeling why I say that is you need some time with Ken. You're not a happy camper. You know and I know that you've been going out on dates. You're not happy. You go on situations, and you're more worried about the bill and the tab and what you're doing. That's not living. That's worried about it. You need to live in the here and now. Enjoy yourself. Ken, I welcome you to contact me or come down. You know, I told your sister that. You know, she's not that far from here. She ought to bring you down, and I can guarantee you we're going to have the best chocolate lasagna that you've ever ate. If you've not ever ate my food, I'm one of the best cooks and chefs in around. We always have something very special on Fridays that we share when we break the bread. And more importantly, you're going to have a little bit of fun. So, you know, get some me time. Take that time for you. And that female side is those things of your sensitive side. You don't always have to be big and tough. Once in a while, it's okay just to laugh and smell the flowers. We've got a wonderful individual here writing in. I am friends of Jethro's. I have been talking to him for over 2.5 years. He's given me phenomenal advice. I want to ask Paula this most coolest question about it. When I look at Paula, I see that Paula has a very strong guide. I feel that she works with totems or something. Is it okay to ask her about my Chihuahua? He doesn't seem to like anyone anymore, and they told me he's physically fine, but he won't react to me. Is there something wrong with my dog? Is this fair to ask? Am I correct, Paula?
I'm getting the feeling that from spirit that actually he doesn't want to share you. That's why he's acting up. He doesn't think that he has enough of your time. So he's kind of being like what I want to call it, maybe like a little 2-year-old brat who just wants to hang on your side of your leg. He's thinking that he needs more of you, and if there's other people around and he can't get all of your attention, maybe try to spend a little bit more time with him, maybe take him on a walk or take him for a car ride to make him feel like that he's actually getting what it is that he feels he's missing. That's what I'm being guided to tell you.
She's writing down, I love your energy, and when you start talking on the phone, he's very happy. I'm going to call in, Jethro. This lady is a blessing. Thank you. We love you guys calling in, and that's what we want to do. We have, like I said, the book today. You will call in. You have to answer what state I'm from to get that signed copy. I want to thank the contestants. We know that there was a Malachite winner from last week's Thursday show. She won the necklace, and we're waiting for her to verify. We also had Bryn. You also answered and missed on the Goldstone, but I'm going to send you a copy of Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense signed by me, Bryn. I've got your phone number. I'm still trying to make contact. We'll get together about that feng shui. Let's get that energy out of there, Bryn, if you're listening in today. Okay, Paula, they want us to go to work. We got people pushing, shoving. Let me talk to you. We're going to let them talk to us. We're wild. 980, what do you know? Hey, 980, how are you, 980?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are y'all?
Great, Brittany. I'm so happy you called in. Are you ready to play with the wild two today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I thank you for giving us your name to give us permission for the guides to read us. Is there a specific area you want to look at? I know I'm giving Paula a second. She does read with cards too, so she's going to be using those cards to give you like a 3-card spread or something. We have to go quick because there's people behind you. But Brittany,
okay,
I'm feeling with you. Is it okay to read you, or do you got a specific
thing?
What would you like to?
Just go ahead and read. Just go ahead and read me. I take whatever.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I love your brave girl, baby. What I. Sorry, Paula.
I mean to go. I pulled a card for Miss Brittany, and Miss Brittany, it's the tortoise card. And the tortoise comes to us at times when we have a false sense of urgency. We always are so busy running around that just we can't focus on one particular thing because we have so many things that we have going on. The tortoise reminds us to slow down. Because if you think about it, the tortoise lives 120-some years. He didn't get that old by rushing all around, being all stressed out. So I guess for you, for this moment, the spirits are also saying that you have a false sense of urgency in a lot of areas and to just slow down and appreciate the ones at one at a time. Don't try to take on so much.
Okay.
Now, hopefully you know what that means. I think you're running around doing more than the normal person would do in a day.
At times I do. My mind be racing about, you know, my love life, career and everything, and I just be thinking about everything.
Exactly. And the tortoise actually lives in the now moment, which if you stay right now and not think about what's going to happen 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you'll find that you'll have more enjoyment about the time that you have, and you won't stress out as much as the things that are coming that way down the road. They're not here yet. Let's think of the things that are happening right now. And, honey, you are so blessed right now. The good things are definitely coming your way.
Thank you.
Hopefully that helps you, Miss Brittany.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it. We've got you writing in here. And, Brittany, I do feel from your energy as we were talking here, the guides are telling me that it's time for you to do something of a new change. I see that you're looking out of the guide work in here with the individuals. I do see there is I feel there's someone or there's a person there that you're trying to do something there. I feel like you're trying to make the right contact, the energy, but you have a past thing that you don't want to repeat. I feel like there's something of you want to have that new positive person in your life, and I do feel like there's a little bit of testing here, like you haven't gotten everything completely connected into I'm dating, I'm engaged, I'm responsible, I'm working out, I'm going into the work. I feel that's what's happening for you, you know?
Yeah, like me and my, I think maybe you're talking about the situation because I asked my friend, you know, do he want us to work out? And he said, yeah, or whatever, but he got so much he got to get established. And I say, well, I do too. But, you know, at the same time, I was just saying make time for me or whatever. But all is well. It is what it is. So
And that's what they're saying, Brittany. And I love you and the fact that you, you know, thank you for helping the psychic. I get the giggles because the guides are going, yes. And you know that he's got to step up with you. You are all that. And that's what they're saying. The guides are saying you did the right thing. I'm very proud of you. You not only put up a boundary, but you made him realize you value your girl if you want to keep her. And there's a little teasing with you. You've got other people checking you out. You've got some things going. You're a very strong, positive woman. You've got to have somebody who's going to step up and be with you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's and what exactly correlates what Paula's cards were telling you in the guides is now take it slow, do it right. There's no need to rush. You love's a special thing, and I feel there's going to be this new development for you here in March by the 17th. They're telling me that soon the string's going to be there. I love that you called in. Do you want to take a guess
Thank
and try
you.
To win the book? Do you have...
This is my first time calling into the show. I'm Brent. I'm new, so I want to get to know you. I want to get to know y'all more. So, you know, I'ma just listen for right now, cause I love y'all.
All right.
But I appreciate everything.
Thanks, Brittany.
Hey, what I'm gonna do, Brittany?
Okay.
Thank you, and I want to tease you a little bit. I'm wild. If you will go ahead and go on to JethroSmith.net, write in there. I'm Brittany, and here's my address. I'll send you that free book of mine, and tell me what you think of my latest book.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We're wild. We're getting ready. Some of you people coming in going, what's going on? We're going to be giving away some things. You never know what we got in here. We've got some beautiful jade and some, right now we're looking at some jasper. So necklaces and sterling silver. These are very nice necklaces. Those of you who looked on Facebook know what they look like. You've got to stay tuned for that. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back. I've got some of you guys going a little bit. We're going to take just a minute here and play just a little bit of some music while I fix what's going on with our technical difficulty. And we're having a little bit of time. Thank you so much. We are doing this tonight live. We have to tell all of the fans of Dina Flanagan, I'm not able to get contact with her. You know, they want you to make sure that you guys know that she is out there. Go to, you know, DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. We're trying to do it, and I apologize to the fans and everyone. We are here today with me and Paula Hall. We're going wild. And remember, those of you that are tuning in, the best way to get that reading is to go to the websites. Those of you who know the old websites no longer longer there of the Psychics Gone Wild, but you can get a hold of us at our personal site. Tell us, Paula, what site do they go to get a reading by you?
EastCoastTarot.com.
Ooh, I got people already. I hear the pen scrambling and the paper rolling. We're going to grab a hold of a couple more of those phones. They're going, this woman is fun. I got to tell you, it says, what is happening with her? Every time she continually calls me on the phone, I can just feel the energy. And I'm not talking about literally, Jethro. You know what I'm talking about. This Dina is really wild, and so is this Paula. I can't get things to happen. My phone is going off the wall here, having problems. It's okay. That's what's wild. Those of you who know it's real. When Paula Hall got on today, you heard musically heard things happening. I have right now my Shih Tzu named Party Marty is sitting here having a happy little dance. He's very cute. If you guys have ever seen my rescue dog, they're from Florida. We are just here to have fun. Paula, I have to ask you a question. I used to use Bibleology, and it worked so well for me. When I heard your Jethro introduced you today, I realized you're one of us. Have you often had times where you just had a psalm go on and on in your head and you had to read the Bible and it seemed to relate to you or a close friend?
Very, very often does that happen. And I still was guided by that through my grandmother, no doubt. And I still carry the Bible. The Bible's very close to me on a daily basis. And there are times that I just open it to see what the guidance is for that particular day. And it does. It makes you feel so wonderful because every single time when you close your eyes, you open the Bible, you put your finger on the verse, that is meant for you for that particular day. So, yes, I do use that as a guide often, and it is very soothing and comforting. I recommend it to everybody.
Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Paula, and we've got them right, and you've got them going off the wall, Paula. I don't know what it is about her, but Jethro, I am very psychic, and I figured out that she's the one lady who knows my favorite person in Florida, the healer, the one and only Catherine DeVille. Am I correct?
100% correct. We've been best friends since 10th grade, I think.
Go ahead, tell them.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We're having technical here. And just go ahead, Paula. Keep talking. It's the phones are going off the wall there.
Yes. Catherine and I go way back to, like, junior high school days. Matter of fact, we had our first apartments together. So we've been very, very close over the years. Just due to life happening, we had a period of separation just because things happen and you just can't be with your best friend all the time. Luckily, we have reconnected, and we have been spending more quality time together, and we both have grown spiritually in the same direction, which is even more exciting for us these days. So if you're a good friend of Catherine's, then you're a good friend of mine as well. So nice to meet you.
Very good. And you are going to go ahead here, John Anthony, and win a Psychic's Jethro book by Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense for coming on and being very good and very correct in that answer. That was a good question. I thought of using that for our show's question. Those of you who know, Catherine DeVille was on the show here. She's one of our top Psychic Gone Wild hostesses. And she's a very beautiful, phenomenal Scorpio, friends of me and my KKs. And what we love about her is you're going to get light when you're around her. I was very fortunate to meet her and have worked with her at psychic fairs. One thing I will tease you about, Catherine is probably one of the strongest healers, and she did a physical laying on hands of me in Florida, and what was so intense at the St. Pete's Metaphysical Fair was I didn't know I had those problems, but after she healed me, I felt young and alive. I was so impressed that I won two of the contests there, and I tease her single-handedly that I know she's going to have to go to Vegas with me because she is a live wire. We've got you guys. They're writing it. Oh, my gosh, she's friends with Catherine DeVille. She's beautiful. I know that this is obviously a light worker. They're talking to me. The guides are telling me that Catherine and Paula are obviously reincarnations of the light ones. Oh, I love you guys. We love you and you're light ones. Let's grab 918. It's not too late. Let's go 918. How are you?
Hi, Jethro.
Hello.
Hi, it's Vicky.
Vicky, my love, my life, where have you been all my life? What are you hiding from me for?
I have been trying to get through for weeks.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me. I'm psychic. Where were you?
At home, taking care of the grandbabies.
and I feel some energy. Have you been healthy or something? Something's going on with my Vicky. I'm going to be getting a hold of that sister. You know, Val can spank you still.
Well, I was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and I have a surgery coming up.
No. Honey, I'm so grateful that you called in, and I apologize. We're just so busy. You know, we haven't been on for a while. We came back, and we're bringing in people. You know, we're also going into another situation that it's becoming another cycle is we've become more stronger. So I apologize, and it's a good thing. I have to get known with this to do my books, but more importantly, we have to help more people. I'm glad you called in. Give a little information to let Paula do her magic with her cards.
I just want to know about, like a mini breathing. I've got a lot of stuff going on right now, raising some grandkids, and I just, a lot of changes.
This has actually been being shared with me by the guy, and it is saying that obviously kids will be kids. Compassion and forgiveness. And trying to guide them in a different direction. If they're doing things that, you know, that you don't find acceptable, instead of being angry and mad, let's just, you know, flip it around and go, and if you had done it differently, it's more like the way that you're communicating with them is a little bit off to where that they're not really getting the message that you're trying to give them. They're taking it a little bit more hurtful than good. So you're not really getting across what it is that you're trying to teach them, because just try it a different way. Instead of going, well, you know, I don't like the way you took out the trash. You know, you took out the trash, which made me very happy, but next time, can we add, you know, all the trash in the whole house rather than just this one area? They're just like they're not completing things that you're asking, or maybe not being as helpful. And then that can also bring a little disrespect. So, just forgiveness and compassion, and realizing that today's world is different than when we grew up. There's no doubt. And overall, they're good kids. They're great kids. So you know that. I mean, you've been around. You know how well they really are good kids in today's world. So just being a little bit more understanding and explaining to them in a different way than the way that has been explained. And they're going to be fine. They're going to come out. They're perfect. They're going to be perfect. They just have a little stumble block. They're having a little stumble blocks right now, but they will. They're very good kids. Good kids. That, you know what I'm talking about, though. They're really good overall, but there's certain areas that maybe, right?
Yeah, I've got my oldest one's having a lot of problems in school within the last few months with anger, a lot of anger.
What about, do you spend time outside of the home doing fun things or just walking in nature, maybe taking her back to her childhood where it was really fun times? That, you know, it's hard to be mad when you're in the fun part of playing, you know? Remember when we used to go to the fair or whatever, whatever's a good fun time for you guys. Take her back to that memory, and sometimes those fun memories will overcome the current memories of just being angry. I get it. That, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of fun that you guys have had together, and it's just the growing up stage is kind of, you know, it's a little tricky for all of the kids in those ages. So compassion and forgiveness a little bit. What she did yesterday isn't, you know, definitely is not the trigger of the whole relationship, because she'll be fine. They'll come out of it perfect. It's temporary. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you tell that sister I want to catch her, because we need her to go back on Wild. We have a lot of ones who want to hear Val. We love you, Vicky.
Okay.
You got to run. They're telling me it's time to go. You guys stay wild down there. Someday I'm going to be down in Texas. Did you hear Patty Negri was talking to me? They're going to be doing some stuff down there. I'm trying to schedule it in. I'll let you guys know first. When I'm down there, you're the first people I'm going to see when I get out of that plane.
Awesome.
Love you guys. We are wild, and you guys are wilder. We've got to get a hold of you. I know there's people calling in, 773-897-6461. We're going to get Skype Matt. I know those guys are going. We're going to get Dina Flanagan. I see her here. We're going to grab her and talk to her, transcommunication through the old phone system. It will be fun. So those of you, hang on here. You know, this is the really fun thing about Wild, and what we do is we bring in the individuals like Paula Hall, phenomenal ones, Dina Flanagan, Patty Negri, Gary Wimmer, Jan Bach-Drakey, Jethro Smith. I want you guys to get a hold of us and do the contact. I've had the most positive email response. I do want to tease you guys. You do know that I'm a one-guy show here. I have a fiance who works a 40-hour job, plus she takes care of me, which is a lot. I got to warn you, I'm a little hard maintenance, no kidding. But I am a little difficult to live around. So what you've got to do is you've got to contact us at the website. We contact there. I'm getting so many rapport with you guys. I want to tease you, Facebook. You know, 51,000 of you. Obviously, I'm doing something right. I want to make sure you get your time. Go to the website and get the reading. I can't always catch you on the phones, on the CBs. I got people writing me. You know, I've got three phones here going off the wall. Without any more introduction, let's bring in one of the most famous people that we've been trying to contact, and today wouldn't let her on the show, which is phenomenal. How are you, Dina?
I'm doing great. I'm doing awesome. It's really good to be on.
What kind of magic are you doing? What kind of magic are you doing up in Maine? Oh my Lord, we've got people here.
I know. The phone's been dropping and disconnecting all day. My energy is crazy. Yeah.
This is our psychic healer friend, the original and the most strongest one, Dina Flanagan. We've got, you know, some of you people call her the most true blue psychic. We know her from American Federation of Pop. I'm here with Paula Hall. Paula, Dina, Paul, Paula, here we go.
Hi, Paula.
The map.
Hi, Dina. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. I've been listening to the first half of the show. It's been great.
I just got to tease you guys that are writing in. We've got so many people. We've got to have you come on and call 773-897-641. We do have a list of it. Today's a good day to go ahead if you've got that time and make that contact with us. Let's talk a minute here about our websites again. We've got a lot of you contacting. This is what you want to do. I had someone tease me today. Those of you know, I am going to find the radio station that I am on. You've had me asking. It is an alien radio station, and I love you guys very different. You know, I've got that there. We've already scheduled it in. They're marketing us right now as I speak. They want me to be able to say it, and we're going to get that to you. I know I want to thank RKL, who's worked with me before. Thank you so much. You know, you're telling me that you're going to heal those things and that me and Dina's websites are not only working efficiently, but they're going to be handled, and I want to thank you for doing that. Dina, tell them how they can get a hold of you and what you've been doing with your usual energy, and then we'll go on to Paula.
You can get a hold of me at www.dinaflanagan, D-E-N-A-F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N, psychicmedium.com, or you can call me at 207-752-1399, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com, that's essenceot@aol.com, and I have been doing healings and readings and psychic readings and mediumship readings for about 30 years now, and so I really can get into, I can see inside your body, so I work a lot with that. I can get into your soul, or I can just talk to a passed on loved one. And so I do all kinds of things. I teach, and if you want a reading, get a hold of me.
Love it. And we're going to go ahead here. Tell them, Paula, where they can get a hold of you.
Okay. Again, my name is Paula Hall. My website is www.eastcoasttarot.com. And you can also find East Coast Tarot on Facebook as well. And that's the best contact information for me.
We love it. And you guys, we're going to go ahead here, and I know we've got one that's got a healing that's been called in on the show, and you called on Friday. We got you back here. We are working together to get this time. Here we're going to go from New York. I know this phone number. How you doing, Bren?
Hello?
Hello, Bren. It's you. You're next up the queue. We've got a bunch of people.
Okay.
You always call in early.
How are you? We can talk tomorrow if you want, Jethro, or, you know, about the, you mentioned something about an object I have on me that might be holding me back. is what
we're gonna get that. Yes, we'll get that. But you're on the phone right now because of your healing, correct? I am psychic. You have something going on, and you called the right number because we're setting you with one of the phenomenal psychic healers, Dina Flanagan. Dina, I want you to talk to Bryn here, and let's get this man healed.
Okay, Bryn, what is it that you want? What are you feeling? What do you want to know? What do you need healing?
Well, I think I'm just going through a lot of changes lately. My energy is opening up, and sometimes I'm trying to keep my mind balanced in a positive way, you know, keep it positive. And, you know, so it's, sometimes it's like it feels like I'm on a high wire, you know, trying to balance and everything. So I guess my question is, you know, just you have any suggestions or what do your guides say about how I'm doing?
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm clearing you out right now. Sorry, I cough when I clear. And sometimes burp, so don't mind if I burp. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So I feel like you are going... I feel like you're going up to a new level. I feel like you've been working on some stuff for a while, and you're going up to a new level, and so you're adjusting to that. So you do need to clear out some older, like it's crossing over, like it's crossing the path, like some new stuff's coming in, but you still have some old stuff in there. So
right.
We'll be clearing out. I'll take and clear out some of that old stuff. And like I said, you have been working on it, but it's crossing right now. So while the new's coming in, the old's getting pushed out. So
right.
That's what you're feeling. So it's bringing it. So it that can tend to zap your energy level. That can tend to make you feel emotions or, you know,
yeah.
or whatever, and kind of like, what's going on with me? So what you need to do is just visualize the rest of it going out of your body and just this new vibration coming in and a beautiful love vibration coming in, and let the old stuff get pushed out with it because it needs to make room for the new stuff. And once you get all that in, and like I feel it's going to take place over the course of March into maybe July.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like a switching. And like you're going to feel lighter, you're going to feel freer. So take a look around and get rid of any negative thoughts, any negative feelings, anything that you feel is negative around
right.
you, because this new energy is all about positive and love. That's
right.
What this new energy is.
Right, I've been working on a issue about feeling good enough, you know, so I've been doing affirmations about, you know, realizing that I am good enough, that I've always been good enough, and I always will be good enough, so I've been saying that.
Yeah.
Am I on the right track there?
Oh, you're definitely on the right track there. That's part of it. That's
it's
bringing yourself up, because you have to bring yourself up. No one's going to do it for you. You've got to do it for yourself.
Right.
Once you change over into this new energy, you're going to see how much easier it is, and you're going to see how you're attracting more positive people, which is what you need in your life, and more positive situations. So that's coming up for you too.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a journey, I tell you.
Yeah, isn't it?
Thank you, Brad.
yeah. Thanks, Jethro. Shall I call you?
Yes, and Bryn, get a hold of me. We've got that worked out. The problem is I'm really scheduled, so I'll schedule a time with you. Let me email you. All of you guys that are contacting me. The good things, I've been blessed up here in Virginia with readings, and I do Friday nights. You guys know Friday's the day I do with Patty on the radio show, Friday Circles, so I'll have to contact you on those days and get a schedule. The best way, Bryn, is to go on my site, www.jethrosmith.net, schedule a reading in. I'm not going to charge you, but it'll give you a time that knows I'm available. I want to tease some of you guys that are calling in. Paula Hall is also on today, and one of our phenomenal people. They're asking the question of you, Paula. Paula, talk to me a little bit about the animals. You were talking earlier to another lady about it. I have got two cats at my house. They tease me because they call me the Cat Lady of Florida. I don't know why, but all the cats seem to resonate with me, and I feel like that we have a good rapport. No, I do have a husband, and he won't let me be a cat lady, but unfortunately, I get along with cats better than people. What do you feel about my psychic ability, Paula?
First of all, the cat is one of the most spiritual animals. They are here to, and they've been noted for many, many, many centuries as being very, very spiritual animals. them being around you and wanting to share their love with you is as a protection as well. They are guiding you, so that is absolutely phenomenal. I think any of the animals that work in our path guide us to being higher and better selves. And in your situation, the cats are actually taking you to being to the higher, better self of you. So that is just absolutely awesome. I think that is incredible. Keep loving on your cat.
Oh my God! She wrote back. She said to tell her, she goes, "I think you're kind of cat-like. I really like you, and I think you're really cool. I love you guys. We got this. Is why we do. I have a friend writing me, Jethro. I'm really kind of frustrated. I never seem to get in. You got to call early. Our fans are very strong. We've had people threaten to go pick Dina up and drag her to other states. I don't know what it is with you guys, but you're really kind of on. We've got leave Dina alone. Dina is a really good person, Jethro. You know." She also brought in guides and helped me during the time that my uncle had passed away. Not one of the other radio shows even understood me. She talked to my uncle. She told me things that no other buddy else knew. She's not only a medium, but I think she's got something that's going on with the ET activity. Maybe that's why the radios are going on. If the space people want her, they can't have her. We're keeping her. What is going on? Oh, my God. We're getting crazy now. Going to Wild, and we're going to get 315. You're on live, 315. I don't know what to say. How are you?
Jethro, it's Annette and Dina and Brenda.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
And
can she do just
you?
A general reading?
Oh, she can do it all. That's why she's here. You mean Paula?
Paula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, hon.
Hello?
Okay,
hon. Hello? We had Nicole there. I think so. If we lost her, Paula. I'm so sorry. Could you get a card? Go ahead and listen to Nat. If you're listening in, go ahead and just do the reading. We lost her on the phones. The phones are packed. It's just so many people calling in.
Okay. I was being guided that there is an opportunity that is pretty much right in front of you. You need to act on that. Commit to it without backing off. Go forward with everything you have for that opportunity that's right here in front of you. It's almost like it's trying to be handed to you, and you're just you see it, but you're not 100% convinced. But that is the opportunity that you need to go to that direction. Hopefully that's
very good intense. It'll help, and I'm going to write to her those. If you get a chance, Dean, we know she's friends of ours on Facebook. Let her know. Nanette, it was nothing personal. The phones have just went off the map. I think Paula is raising energy, and her and Dina together is making this place go nuts. We've got other people calling. Jethro, I've been kicked off the show 3 times today, but I'm not giving up. Somebody's going to talk to me, or I'm going to take your pizza. Nobody's touching my pizza. We've got other things going on. They want to take my pizza. Those of you know the best pizza place there in Tampa, get a hold of me. I'll send you over to Louis. Louis makes the best pizza down there on Dale Mabry. He was there at my Blue Moon Treasures, and still one of the Rockin' World. If you haven't had a chance, stop at the Cuban sandwich place there at 116 Dale Mabry. They're still doing those sandwiches, and we have a contest right now. Any of you that can go in there and tell them Jethro and Dina are still there, we have a big joke. They're going to give me and Dina a banquet. They've already told us that. They just want to get Dina and down to Tampa where she needs to be. Okay, we know you Florida guys are going crazy. We love you. And Paula will come with us, and we'll have a really good party. 727, how about you?
Well, you're mighty close, Dale Mabry.
Yes, I used to have a store there in the Blue Moon Treasure. And who are you?
This is Kate, and I'm over in St. Pete.
You're ready to roll, baby. We got Catherine DeVille down there. You ready for some psychic healing? Some work. We'll get that wild one in there. That Scorpio won't quit. What are you doing?
All right.
What have you got? We got two phenomenal psychic ladies and me here. What's your question? What can we do to make you smile, Kate?
Let's go with the general.
I don't like the general. He has a bad beard, and I'm a guy. I'm just teasing. We're going to do this. Okay, go ahead, ladies. Sorry. We're getting crazier. It's not children hour now.
Well, you've already made me smile, so...
Ooh, we're on partway there. We've got the cards. What are you feeling? Dina, you want to go first? What are you feeling with Kate as a general reader?
Okay. Kate, are you thinking about either boosting your business or changing a job or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So I feel like it's a pretty good idea. I feel it's that you definitely need a change. And so to me, I'm getting the green light go. So I feel like whatever you're doing or whatever you're thinking about doing is definitely something that needs to be done, and it's in line for you, and it's a part of your path. What do you want to know anything about that, or do you have a question?
Just whatever you're picking up.
Okay, so that's so that's what I'm feeling there. But I also feel like in general, there's a lot of things you're changing in life. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like you're changing. Yeah. So it's, I feel like this year or and into this year is big, is good for all these changes for you. Some are well overdue. Some are, you know, mm-hmm. been in process, but now they're going to come to fruition. And
yes.
So, yeah. So I feel like that once you come through all these, a lot of these changes, that your life is finally going to start to flow and get a little better and get onto a new track the way you need to.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Paula?
And Kate, have you tapped into your intuition abilities yet?
Are
you using
them? All the time.
So you have situations and or, I don't want to call them problems, but we'll just stay with situations that are facing you right now. You need to focus on your intuition, use that, trust that, believe in that, along with your intellect, because you're a very, very, very smart, savvy lady, and that's where you're going to find your answers going forward. Just as you were just told, the green light is there for you, but use your intuition that you already have to know what your next move is. That all the answers are right there on the table for you. So trust
okay.
What they're saying is trust your intuition, because you will be right on the money.
Thank you.
That helped?
Thank you, Kate.
That helped? Perfect.
Wonderful clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And I want to take just a second here, and I want to thank you for calling in. You see, I'm the lazy guy. I wait till they do all the hard work, and then I jump in. What I want to tease you and go with the energy about is I want to meet you. I would really like to meet you the second week of April. I can't do the first week. My son's having surgery, but I'm going to be there the second week of April in Tampa, Florida, back down there with all the old gang, and I'd like to read because I feel like you're ready for some expansion. I agree totally with the two girls and what they've got, and I see what the guides are telling me. Is there something about something magical happening for you? And I will tell you right now, you're done with some of the past stuff. I feel like you grabbed onto some things, and they said the best is yet to come for you. I'll be there in the time of Aries, which is real strong new beginnings, but they show me that as a friend that there's going to be some information to you that can be shared, but it has to be done privately. It's not something I can do over the radio.
And tell me where you'll be that second week in April.
You're going to laugh, but you're going to have to go into the chat room. Her name is Sheila. She's there, my friend there. She'll tell you where I'm going to be because I cannot remember addresses. I can do phenomenal things over here, but you don't want to give me car work or addresses. It's not pretty. You know what I'm saying? We love you.
All right.
And I hope you're having a good time. We're wild. Thank you for calling
in,
Kate.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
You, thank you. We have got, oh my gosh, we've got him right in here. What happened to Ryan? Ryan's been a bad boy. He's got to go in and have surgery. He's doing fine. All of you guys know that. That's my birthday present. He's in Kansas doing great. Him and my grandson's having a party. Thank you guys for caring. Ryan Lyon, as I call him and teasing, my Scorpio son, is real doing well. But those of you who do your prayers, I want to thank all of you. And, he, you know, we all know Ryan's a hard head. Dina, you have an individual in your family that we wanted to know about. What happened to Dina's son? We wanted to hear the show, and you guys never got together. Dina, is your son still doing psychic work, or have you? Wow,
yeah, that's
one.
Right.
That's
my son and your son that was supposed to get together. Remember that? And me and you. And
yeah.
So yeah, no, it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. I guess life happened. So my son, he still said he'd do it, and he's still around, although he works nights now. But yeah, definitely, and. And maybe when Ryan's healed, and we can plan that again.
definitely. We're going to be going to Florida, going to Disney World. Those of you who've been over there with me before, we're trying to get Cinderella out of that house. I don't know why she thinks it's her. She has a little foot. I don't care. Get out of there. I want to live there. So all of you guys that want to come play at Disney World, get a hold of me. We're going to be there. I will be bringing KK. Hopefully Harry will be feeling better. Her father, as you guys met his last time, he's the wild one that takes Space World. You can ride with him that. I'll do any rides, but not that one. So Paula, we've got some ones writing over here. They're going, Paula, the energy from you came real strong. Is there something you feel that I can do financially to help me with the Bible? Because every time I have problems, I seem to get hit in the wallet. I know people have told me there's different prayers or something I might try. Is there any ideas you have desperate in Kansas?
Faith, and knowing that when she opens her Bible and she puts her finger on the verse, to actually read deeper into your thoughts than what you actually are seeing on the page. The guidance is to also say to trust and know that it is going to be taken care of. It is coming your way. And it does sometimes feel that when one thing happens, it just kind of keeps on. You just think that there's no end to this. There is an end. It's going to start turning around, I would say, probably by the middle of April, which is just a couple of weeks away. So you should start seeing your finances start turning around very quickly, and just remember to always keep the faith. When you keep pulling up the Bible and it gives you the guidance, just hold on to that, because it does seem like it's been a rocky time for you, no doubt, but that is definitely coming to an end. So you should see some more more money in your bank account soon, or being able to hold on to it, they're saying. Holding on to it instead of giving it out for repairs or just other issues that come up. So you're going to be able to hold on to more of it.
Oh, very good. She gave me a little smiley face. We're happy everyone's smiling. We're going to grab another phone here. Don't go crazy. I know there's a lot of you, 315-402. We got you back. I'm going to grab her real quick here. Nanette, did you hear your reading? It's in the blog. We've got it down. She went ahead and did it. They're kicking you out with the blog talk. We got so many people trying to get in, the new people. How are you doing, Nanette?
Good, honey. I just didn't want you to think that I hung up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, you want to make me cry. If you'd had hung up, I would really cry. Don't you ever leave me, you little crazy beautician. We love you. You know,
okay.
And we're going to be in, and we're going to New York. And when we go up there, we're going to see Blue Man. We're going to go out and do some readings. And then me and Dina are going to do some scary stuff to turn the lights on in the Apple City. Are we ready?
Yes. Oh, cool. Dina too, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
Dina comes down from here. He's already promised you, she can't get out of it. It's the law.
You got to go a little bit further north, though, than New York City. I'm afraid of the city. I'm a country girl, remember? Like Syracuse
going,
or Buffalo, you know, a smaller city.
Oh, my gosh, you want the world. I'm going to ride a bus with people I don't even know in my crazy time to have to do. Oh, my, love you. Okay, we'll work it out. We love you. We'll talk to you later, Danette. It's in the
okay,
archive.
Honey.
I got to go. There's more people calling. We got it going. We got 412-807-304-1770. We're all going to get to you. And you're on now, 402. What about you? Hello.
Hi, this is Diane. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Diane. I know I'm talking real quick. I'm just trying to get as many people in. We got people going off the wall. I got people going to touch my pizza and everything if I don't get them in. How are you doing, Diane?
I understand. I'm doing great, thanks. And the reason I was calling, intuitively, I feel there's a lot of change coming up, and I've had a lot of change since the beginning of the year, most of it not really good. So I was just looking for any impressions you get about that change. So whenever it comes up, hopefully I'll be making some good decisions.
Ladies, who's feeling the urge here? I'm typing. I'm in the chat room. I'm thinking of, I'm running out of fingers here.
Go ahead.
Okay. That would be me, Jethro, right?
Yeah.
This is what I'm feeling. That now that you're coming into your own, it's almost like that. And I don't mean to revert back always to animal spirits, but this is beautiful peacock who is spreading its feathers. And it's like letting yourself stand out. It's kind of like you've been standing behind, if you know what I'm talking about. You haven't actually been in the shining bright light, like where you need to be or where you're supposed to be. Don't be afraid to step forward and just let yourself shine. because in this new opportunity that you have, they're looking for that. And when you stand out like that, it's going to be amazing. It's absolutely amazing coming your way. As you have seen a peacock before, when the feathers open up, I mean, it's just so bright and beautiful that you are ready to come into your own right now, this minute.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, let yourself be noticed. You know, prove up a little bit, stand out. You know, take a forward. If you're standing in a line, I see you stepping forward so that you're the one that's noticed, because they're looking for you to do that. I'm sure that makes sense. See, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it does.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Dina?
Okay. yeah. What I see, like you said, some of the changes not so good. I see them as good changes. I see that they have to take place for you to go on to this next part of your journey. And this next part of your journey, I agree with wholeheartedly that it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to, and there's going to be opportunities coming in for you that, you, like a lot of them, like you, like some you don't, some you know and some you don't know. Like, so doors are going to be opening like crazy. And you have to be able to be in the right place to step into them. So that's why you're having to go through a lot of these changes. And so I see, like, within 3 to 5 years from now, you're going to be at this whole complete different place. It's going to be, like, all full of wonderful things and rewards and lessons and blessings and miracles. And this is what I'm seeing, like, coming for you. It is long overdue, so it's but yet you're at the perfect timing. So so I say, well, hey, enjoy this next part of your journey. It's going to be pretty good.
Awesome. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. We love you.
I love you all, too. Appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got it down to a few minutes here. We have Dwayne writing in. I've been friends with you for a long time, Jethro. You never let me get close to Dina, but that's okay because I'll get even. What? And I'm going to go ahead and send you this. Would you play this for the show? I hope it's good, Dwayne.
Are you looking for today's best psychic? Look no further than JethroSmith.net. With over 30 years of helping people understand their life's meaning, he can communicate with your loved ones that have crossed over. Let his positive energy create a powerful reading for you. That's JethroSmith.net. Give us a call at 928-284-0437 and schedule your online phone session or book your house party. You can even get email readings. That's JethroSmith.net. Transform a gut feeling into an extremely heightened sense of clarity. Call us today.
Okay, Dwayne, you made the psychic cry. Thank you very much, and I'm glad you're going to be doing this next week. I love you guys for being there for us. Let's go 856. Let's let the girls talk while I go get a tissue, okay? And I'll be right back.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing
good.
Well.
How
are
you
today?
Doing great. I haven't talked to you guys for a while now.
Uh-huh. What is your name?
Rosemaria.
Is Maria?
Rosemaria.
What's your question? Rosemaria?
Right. I did a lot of changes also for the last couple months for the better. And I know I did some healing. Whatever you can pick up that I need to work on or what's coming in positive for work and stuff. Very near future.
Paula, do you want to take it?
You can go first if you like.
Okay. I feel like I do feel like some positive changes are coming in, but I feel like there's still some more work you need to do. You know, you've been working and you've been doing and you've been whatever, but I still feel like there's still more things you're gonna clear out, they're telling me, or clean up or what have you, however you wanna put it. But I feel for work, like, oh my goodness. Have you been stuck?
Haven't been moving forward with anything. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel stuckness. So I feel like once you clear out some more of this stuff that they're telling me about, that you're going to become unstuck, and that you'll start to move forward. Because to me, it's like what I see is someone like kind of on a basketball court and just kind of pivoting, not knowing which way to throw the ball. So you've got to pick. You've just got to do it, and you've got to go for it. And I feel like that the opportunities will come in for, because you've got to get out of this stuck mode. It's not really doing anybody any good. And yet I see, can see on the other side of that. And on the other side, I do see, once you do that, there will be things coming your way.
Sorry, that's a sign, Rosalie. We got to go. We love you dearly. I hope you had enough. Come and call us and get the full reading with Dina, please. We've got 30 seconds left. I want to thank you, Wes, who did that commercial from aliensradio.com. And I want to thank you, Dwayne, for sending that to me. That was a nice surprise today. I love all you guys. Paula Hall, you got to come back. We ain't got enough time to get all this in. Everybody's loving you. Hope you had a fun time. Dina, you know you always rock it. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Everybody, until next week, stay wild. It's the way to be. Tomorrow, it's Jethro Patty getting magically wild for you now.